say something in Estonian to us, like good morning or something?
Tere hommikust.
Say it again.
Tere hommikust.
Oh, wow.
Got me.
What do you think your biggest asset is?
Probably just personality and versatility. You know, that I bring to the team. You know, I'm just a real-rounded guy, a guy that's gonna really just want to be on the field at all times. I never want to come off the field, even if I'm tired. I really don't want to come off the field. I mean, I'm a guy that you can plug in at really any type of situation, and I'm gonna try my best to get the job done. So just a guy that's well-rounded, a guy that's, you know, committed to the team and wants the team to win.
Marcus, what was the hardest thing to learn about the game of football?
Well, first you have to learn the entire language of the game, and then you go from there and go for the actual defensive language, and then you learn the position and, you know, all the schemes with it. So fortunately for me, I was just a blank piece of paper for the coaches, so they just pretty much did whatever they wanted.
You have no bad habits to break, huh?
No, yeah, so... They did a really good job of really working with me and getting me up to speed and really teaching me what to do out there.
Your initial exposure to it was Madden football?
Well, yeah, after we had the tryout with Coach Jones, I flew home for Christmas, so I got Madden to kind of get more of an overview of what the game is about, because I just saw like glimpse of the game itself on TV when I was in Dallas for that 1 year. So
what did you get from playing Madden?
just the overall view of it. I mean, just the defense, how it works, and you kind of see like where the guys are going. So, yeah.
Sean, are you
going to
be the president of the Georgia Bulldog Alumni Association here in Cincinnati? You guys have so many teammates and guys from Georgia here as players.
Yeah, I may have to work my way up to that point. But, yeah, we got a lot of guys from Georgia here, and I've spoken with Orson, Charles, and I haven't got a chance to speak with any of the other guys. But Orson, you know, just told me to come in and just be ready to work and, you know, just be committed and everything will be all right.
Did you ever have a chance to, because I think Robert goes back a little bit, Gathers goes back a little mm-hmm. bit, and, you know, did you ever have a chance to run into them, talk to them at all?
My freshman year, I got a chance to play with Gino a year and 2 years with AJ, and both of them are just awesome guys to be around, great locker room guys, and you know that when they come to work, they're coming to, you know, do whatever they can to help the team win, and they're just going to sell out and give it all they got.
The obvious comparisons are going to be Ray Rice, Maurice Jones, Drew. I mean, you fit that body type, that structure. You welcome that, or you hesitant about it? What do you think about that?
Whenever you're getting compared to somebody that's already been through it, that's, you know, in the league, it's definitely a blessing. I'm definitely going to welcome it. But at the same time, I'm going to be my own player. I'm going to be, you know, the person I've been since day one, Giovanni Bernard. So for me, I'm just obviously going to, you know, work my hardest to kind of be my own player. You know, I'm going to have comparisons, but at the same time, I'm not going to imitate my game after them. I'm just going to be myself and just do what I can. And whatever I've done to really get me here, I'm going to continue to do that.
Marcus, when the coaches were teaching you the technical fundamentals of the game of football, was there anybody that you watched on tape that was similar to your body type is rare and unusual? Did you kind of add in your game or your style of play after anybody that you watched on tape or anything?
Not particularly. I mean, whenever we started, they started teaching us. It was a brand new defense for that year. They just went from a 4-3 to a 3-4, so they took everything that they had from the Pittsburgh Steelers, so we watched a lot of their film and a lot of their technique. But over the years, I kind of went with what felt really comfortable for me and what I knew what worked.
Are there skills, techniques, what have you, that you use for the shot and the discus that transfer to what you're doing now?
I don't really think it's just those two events. I think it's the whole spectrum of track and field, you know, doing all the sprints and everything with it, and plus all the lifting and everything I had to do to get myself powerful and explosive.
Before you get into throwing, was there any other sport you played before getting into
Yeah, I did. I did soccer, played some basketball, swimming, cross country skiing. Yeah.
Out of all those, what'd you like the best out of those?
Track and field. Yeah, I mean, I did enjoy basketball as well because our number one play was the alley-oop. So.
What's it like to win a gold medal on a even at a world junior level?
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, to stand on the podium like that and hear your national anthem at a high competition like that, I mean, it's definitely a huge blessing. And, I mean, I'm really grateful to have the opportunity.
Sean, what is it about the Georgia defense? I mean, every year, not just one, but a bunch of guys in the Georgia defense advances to the National Football League. Is it coaching, schematic? Is it a combination of stuff?
I think it's coaching first and foremost, because you can run whatever scheme you want. You got to have great coaches, and that's one thing that we had at Georgia. We had great coaches, and they did a good job at, you know, explaining to us what needed to be done and putting us in the best possible situation to be the best, and that's what we did at Georgia.
Sean, what do you think the biggest asset of your game is? Because you called the plays in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Georgia, more of a cerebral aspect or being a physical hitter?
I understand the game a lot, student of the game, and I don't know, I just go out and just play hard and play football. That's what I love doing, so I guess
you think student of the game. You think you can cover? I mean, is that something that you feel like the new coach was saying, you know, yesterday that, I mean, your defense, you're asked to do what you're asked to do. Do you feel like there's still people here you can cover?
I feel like I might have to show people here that I can cover, because at Georgia, we were successful with me playing down in the box, so that's what I did most of the time, but that doesn't mean that I can't cover just because you never see me do it. So once they see me do it, they'll understand that, you know, he's good at man coverage. No matter if it's tight on, one-on-one with the tight end or one-on-one with the slot, you know, that I'm capable of doing it.
Marcus, you have a limited exposure to football. You know, only played less than a handful of years, but you've already played in the 4-3, you've already played in the 3-4. You've had exposure to different schemes, different techniques. I mean, you've gotten pretty much a crash course. Do you think that will help you transition to the National Football League?
Yeah, I believe so. With our defense at SMU, we ran a bunch of different fronts, and they moved me around a lot, and that really helped me develop. I mean, I didn't really have a problem with it. I mean, I was just happy to be out there and playing. So,
how well do you play the piano?
Well, I just took one semester of it. I can play one song.
Just the one song. How long did it
take? And a couple other, yeah. Couple other songs, just the beginnings. But
how long did it take to learn that one song?
It took me about, I don't know, maybe. Like, to fully play it, yeah. So about a month, maybe.
What was that recital like with all those little kids around?
It was funny. I mean, it was my teacher's recital, and since she got a degree also in, you know, teaching the piano, she invited some of her students, right. And she told me that, and she was like, yeah, you know, I would be really honored if you would come and play. So I go over there, and all of her other students are six-year-olds. So I was just... I mean, I thought I'm going to have time, like, in between and everything, because it was the last one to perform. So I just sat down and sat back, and all the first five just went through in, like, 2 minutes. So I had a rush and just went on the piano. I've never been that nervous in my entire life.
did you pull it off, though?
Okay? Yeah. It was really well.
What was the song?
It's called Expression by Helen Jane Long. It's a British artist. I believe.
Think you keep playing? Think you're going to keep playing?
Yeah. I've been keeping up if I have time.
You got a former player here, Mike Reed, played in front of the Cincinnati Symphony. Do you think you might do that someday?
No.
Giovanni, we were talking earlier, compared a little bit to James Brooks. He played a long time ago here, but he ran routes out of the backfield as well as wide receivers. Ran their routes, and you seem to, on tape, you know, stick your foot in the ground, sink your hips, and get in and out of cuts and run your routes. You're real precise. Do you, Was that something, did you work with wideouts in that, or was it just something you did on your own, or?
I think it was just something I did on my own. I think as a football player, you want to be a well-rounded football player. And being able to run routes out the backfield or being able to be in the slot and be able to run wide receiver routes, being a running back, is something that you have to do to help the team win. So at the end of the day, I was able to play a lot of sports when I was younger. I was able to, you know, kind of get involved with cutting and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of came natural to me. So kind of getting an open field, you know, running the receiver route, that's kind of basic for me. By the way, I'm learning so much about this guy right now. He's a track and field star. Gold medal. Piano playing. I mean, he's everything. Go ahead. Y'all keep asking him questions. I'm learning a lot.
Giovanni, though, how does it feel? I mean, running back not selected in the first round for the first time in 50 years, but how does it feel to be the first back off the board?
I mean, it definitely feels good. You know, you obviously strive to be the best in your class, and I, kind of in that case, I kind of was in that sense. But at the end of the day, you know, because nobody was selected in the first round, I feel as if a lot of the running backs in our class were underdogs. And, I mean, when I was at the combine, I had a chance to talk with a lot of the guys. One of the guys, primarily, Le'Veon Bell, the guy that went after me, and me and him, we have a close relationship, and he's a guy that's, you know, still seen as an underdog. They just think he's a big guy that can't do much, but he's definitely a gifted athlete. So as for, you know, I definitely feel awesome, but at the same time, I feel like we all have something to prove. We all have a chip on our shoulders, and we all just want to show everybody that, you know, we are a gifted team, and we may have been selected in the first round, but where we are, and we're happy with everything.
Marcus, you're playing college football against guys that have been playing since they're like 5 years old. You know, and you just started playing so late. Now here you are as a second-round pick. A lot of people had you graded as a first-round guy with such a limited playing experience. You got to pinch yourself a little bit. Can you believe this is really happening to you, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a weird roller coaster ride, to say the least. I mean, 6 years ago, I was sure I'm going to be at the Olympics in 2012. You never know what life's going to bring you, and you just, you know, you go with the decisions of the hand and just work your butt off and just keep going.
What was it like to go to SMU hoping you would be a track and field guy being coached by a guy who's very well known in that field and there being no team? And how did, was there one person in particular that kind of swayed you to try football?
Well, it was a tremendous honor to be even working with him, and I really enjoyed every day we had out there throwing discus and whatnot. But he, throughout this entire football career, he's been extremely supportive of everything and helped me a lot. But the football came whenever I was lifting. It was always during the time when the football team was lifting, and a lot of the coaches were in there, and they were always pushing me around. And you know, you need to try out. You need to try out in case this doesn't work out. So eventually, I got really interested in, you know, maybe there is a chance to get a scholarship and stay here, because I really didn't want to go anywhere else. And eventually, you know, we did that.
And there was a little bit of, I don't know what the word is, resentment, anger, hard feelings at home initially.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, some people even called me a national traitor at one point. I mean, track and field is something they're really proud of, and they take a lot of credit in that, but it was something I had to do for myself, and now they finally understand.
Watching the past Olympics in London, anybody who you competed against taking part in those events, or any feelings of regret?
Well, there was an Estonian guy in there. I think he medaled, maybe. I know him pretty well. There's also a Lithuanian guy who I worked out with in 2007, and I mean, he just elevated my game a lot. Not just in track and field, but overall, the effort that it takes to be a professional athlete. So,
I mean, do you think the resentment has? Oh, I'm
sorry. No, go ahead.
Do you think the resentment has lessened given your success?
No, absolutely not. I had a downfall after the World Junior Championships, but football has given me new energy, and I'm just so excited to be here, and can't wait to go to work.
Did you ever think about maybe going somewhere else to continue track and field?
Yeah. There was a point where you know, we were considering a different college, but like I said before, I didn't want to leave SMU, so we went with football.
Who are Estonia's greatest sports legends?
There was a weightlifter. He broke like 55 world records at one point, but it's pretty easy in weightlifting. Then there's a bunch of throwers. I mean, we have a great throwing background, as well as a decathlete who won the gold medal at the Sydney Olympics.
So having won gold medals in the junior worlds, were you a celebrity in Estonia?
Yeah. I mean, that was the problem. You come from a country that has 1.3 million people, and you do something like that. I mean, it's just a huge pressure on your shoulders to, you know, win the Olympics already in 2 years, the Beijing Olympics in mind. So, I mean, I had to get out.
Related to that, I think Jeff's question a minute ago, I don't think you quite connected.
Yeah, I was just thinking, he asked you again. Do you think your success in football, do you think that has lessened the resentment in the country? Do you think?
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, my bad. I'm still learning English.
So am I.
Yeah. I mean, they finally saw the bigger picture than me changing an event. I mean, it's becoming more global. I mean, American football is becoming more global. Europe essentially needs, you know, face with the franchise. So there's something definitely in that.
That's a tremendous accomplishment that you've done. So I would imagine that they've kind of caught, you know, and I think because we've even got some emails from over there, people saying how proud they are. So it clearly.
Finally.
I mean, what's the last, since you've been picked? Have you heard from people over there?
Well, I've gotten a lot of congratulations letters on my email as well. So they're really proud of what has, you know, been accomplished, and only a few Estonians ever have done this.
Have you attended an NFL game ever?
No.
You spoke last night in your conference call about learning English from watching American TV. Is that literally the case? No formal classes in your schooling?
Well, I took classes the last 3 years of high school, but I wasn't the best of the students. But mostly my English, traveling a lot because of track and field, and at times, you know, I definitely had my one-on-one classes with the teacher and everything too, you know, because I started really getting this sense that, you know, this is something big, so I better get on it, and most of it I learned when I was thrown into this environment on my own, so you just have to survive.
What else do you speak?
Well, my native language, which is Estonian, and I did take German for 9 years, but can't speak a word of it.
Our crack PR staff member, Pete over here, got some facts from Estonia, and one of them is marinated bear is a big dish over there. Is that part of your training table?
Excuse me, sorry?
Marinated bear, have you ever eaten it? That was one of the facts that came up.
Can't believe anything I'm eating.
Yeah, I kind of want to see those facts.
What was your best mark in the shot put, by the way? How far did you put the shot?
The 16-pound was over 60 feet.
Really? Yeah. How about the discus?
203.
During the combine, did you get a chance to meet Ezekiel Lanza? Because there's a lot of linemen in this draft who have come for it internationally.
Well, we were in the same group, but I haven't. We really didn't spend time. I was mostly with the other guys.
Okay.